Well, actually, this was something that was unexpected. This came as a result of a tip that I got last night. Apparently, the settlement had been a little bit in the works, but it had been very quiet. What we do know is that Hess Corporation apparently is in the process of purchasing 17 properties in the Lockraven Village area off of Yocona Road. All of these properties border the Hess gas station that's in the 1600 block of Joppa Road. All of these properties have sustained some kind of property damage related to gas contamination that emanates from the gas station. Most of this, according to MDE, is the result of fumes, but there apparently was some ground-level contamination. None of the residents were in danger of ingesting or consuming any of the gasoline, similar to, you know, some of the issues that we've had in northern Baltimore County and in Harford County. But that's mostly because all of these residents are served by city water and sewer.
This had, from what I was reading, and if I remember correctly, this went back a number of years. This wasn't just something that recently happened as far as contamination goes, right?
That's correct. The MDE had apparently been tracking these issues since 1987. There had been some groundwater and soil remediation efforts dating back to 2010. And as far as we can tell, the settlements are all all fairly recent. Again, Hess Corporation and the Annapolis attorney for the 17 plaintiffs in this would only confirm that there was a settlement in place, and that the terms of the settlement, mostly the financial arrangements, are going to remain confidential. But it does appear that the company is going to be buying these properties and ultimately will be raising all of the properties except for one, because that it's half of a two-house duplex. That one property will remain vacant. The properties that are raised ultimately will be turned over to some kind of a land trust. Most likely, the name that we're hearing right now is Neighbor Space Baltimore County, and that will be maintained primarily as open space and possibly a park.
And from what I gather, the people originally had argued over this because, you know, they wanted money because they figured their house wasn't probably worth anything, right?
Well, you know, again, we don't know the full terms of the suit. Most of this is confidential, but yeah, I mean, what we can infer from all of this is clearly that the homeowners that are involved clearly believe that they suffered some kind of damages, and that the gasoline contamination made their homes uninhabitable.